AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Ukraine and Russia say they are ready to resume talks to end the fighting in Ukraine. Russian aerial assaults continue on Ukrainian cities. President Biden was asked if the president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, should leave the country.
I think it's his judgment to make, and we're doing everything we can to help him.
The United Nations says the number of people getting out of Ukraine is now close to 1 million.
Women and children crossing the border at Medeka are greeted by waiting relatives and friends as they reach safety. A Ukrainian mother of three, speaking to the Associated Press next to her toddler son, says that her husband stayed at home to fight, while Vasil, a Ukrainian man living in Poland, greets his seven grandchildren and two daughters-in-law who fled the Russian invasion. His son remains in Ukraine to fight, and Vasil has a message for him. If they need me, no matter my age, I will not think twice. I'll go there to fight. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In an interview with Al Jazeera, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said a third world war will be nuclear and devastating, according to Russian news sites. On Capitol Hill, Fed Chair Jerome Powell says interest rates will likely go up at next month's meeting. He supports a traditional increase. Powell says the Fed will keep an eye on developments in Ukraine.
Making appropriate monetary policy in this environment requires a recognition that the economy evolves in unexpected ways. We will need to be nimble in responding to incoming data and the evolving outlook.
Republican Governor Greg Abbott will face Democrat Beto O'Rourke after voters in Texas opened what could be a lengthy and bruising primary season. Abbott is campaigning on a strongly conservative agenda in Texas. O'Rourke faces an uphill effort to recapture the magic of his 2018 Senate campaign, where he nearly ousted Ted Cruz. This is AP News. 21st century roadways will get a new look.
States asking for federal dollars for their roads will have to protect the safety of pedestrians and bicyclists or risk losing the money. That's the warning from the Department of Transportation in a new report submitted to Congress and obtained by the Associated Press. The DOT says it will prioritize the safety and health of public transit riders, those on electric scooters, Uber rideshare pickups, and delivery men and women. As the government decides who gets the money, favored projects will include bike paths, enhanced sidewalks, pedestrian pathways to bus stops, and transit lanes. The big losers? Those who want to add lanes to relieve congestion and speed the flow of car traffic. I'm Rita Foley.
Pressure is growing on Roman Abramovich to sell Chelsea, and one potential buyer claims the Russian oligarch is already trying to offload the Premier League soccer club. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.